Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Pablo Figueroa. And we talked about a lot of things in the chamber, but I always find, and I had in this the roles as presiding different organizations, this balancing act of your civic, philanthropic activities that can be so all-absorbing. And yet, you have the profession that you have to keep your office and your clients happy and working, and you have personnel there. Mm-hmm. And then in your case, you also have this representation of the Economist Intelligence Unit, which is another responsibility, another thing you have to carry out with a great amount of care and diligence. So this balancing act, you had mentioned that of course it's teamwork, it's letting people do their thing and making sure things are done as a team and don't micromanage. That part I think is clear. But tell us about these other two roles. What are the challenges? As I said, we had a long dialogue of your development as an architect and going into tell us what you're doing as in your architectural role now. And then in your role as representative of the Economist, what are the things that are happening now that you'd like to share with our audience?
Sure. In terms of architecture, I've been an architect for 32 years. The construction industry, we have been forced to do to the economic situation in Puerto Rico, which is no surprise. We have to reinvent ourselves.
This is like the third time for you, right? Reinventing.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, you cannot harness the wind. You have to change the sails.
Right.
So you know, that's entrepreneurship. And what I'm doing now is I'm developing a relationship with the people, consultants from the MIT Sensible City Lab, which is headed by Dr. Carlo Ratti, which is an architect and engineer. And let me tell you, Jorge, the way planning is done has changed dramatically, 180 degrees. These bright young people, I went there and I spent there 2 days, and I have established relationship with them, with about three of them, and they are doing real-time digital data planning. What they have been doing is that through technology, they have developed an algorithm that makes sense of the billions of calls that we all make from our iPods, our Blackberries, and they have translated that into identifying on a real-time basis your preferences, your needs, your requirements as a consumer of goods and services. That what gives us, the planners, is that we no longer rely on static, forensic, outdated data to design buildings. What we are using now is designing buildings technologically with real-time digital data. What that means is that the threshold to make a mistake or to deploy resources or make planning decisions erroneously is reduced dramatically. And that's a fascinating new field, which I am moving in that direction. And because architecture is like any other business, if you don't innovate constantly, you're out of the game. That said, I think that's the future. Singapore is doing it. They have Live Singapore. They factor in even events like rain, like political events, sports events, and how do people behave. So you plan the infrastructure, you plan the physical environment according to the real needs and preferences of the people. You know, it's mind-boggling.
Okay.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It's smart planning. See, and that's all done in a computer, in a laptop. So it's a new game for us that have been a long time in this business.
That's fascinating. And in terms of your role as representative of the economists and what you do as a representative of the economists and what the economist provides for the Puerto Rico community or both in Puerto Rico or as you do an export, tell us about your role there.
That's a very fascinating and exciting role. I've been author contributor for various years for the Economist Intelligence Unit. I responded directly to Singapore. And since October, I have the honor and privilege of being the representative in Puerto Rico for the Economist Intelligence Unit. And the EIU is the intelligence arm of the Economist, of the magazine. They have been in business for 162 years. We have offices in 23 countries. We make research reports in 18 languages, and we have more than 120 PhDs and masters professionals.
Those are on staff?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, they are. And also, we have more than 500 author contributors all around the world. So we have a wealth of information, a wealth of experience, and what we do is business intelligence. We inform the decision process of governments, of NGOs, and business people.
A Puerto Rican business person, what would be a practical kind of situation where they could use your data, your intelligence? Give us an example.
Simple. If let's say Jorge Gonzalez wants to establish a business in Costa Rica, and you want to know the country risk, you want to know the financial climate there, you want to know the regulatory regime, you want to know the security issues, you want to know the environmental issues, you want to know your competition, well, you come to us, and we can make, through a conference call through the teleconference with top experts at no cost, and we can orient you, and then we can prepare a proposal, and we can provide you the business intelligence you need, so you can make informed strategic decisions.
And in terms of Puerto Rico, you're in charge of providing that kind of information to the economists?
Yes, yes. Yes,
you're
basically.
You're like a mini CIA?
No. As a matter of fact, we have provided services to all governments all over the world.
Right.
And one of the key maximas or values at the Economist Intelligence Unit is that we are truly independent in our criteria. They have very rigid editorial guidelines, and as a matter of fact, we have rejected work. We have rejected work because we don't validate positions. It's just we inform decision process internally. And they are very strict in that sense.
Right. And you have a staff, or you work by yourself, or you subcontract? Independent, all of the above.
We do that through internet. It's amazing. We do business through web pages, through internets. We do teleconference.
But in terms of developing data, in terms of developing position papers or positions on country risks, etc.
We do two things. We, as a matter of fact, we have 196 or plus on staff all over the world, and in a moment's notice, we work remotely from different countries through technology.
But somebody in the UK would be doing work on Puerto Rico.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
so you're not the one.
Oh,
you
no.
would be helping and providing
I
some help.
I would be an enabler.
But
what we do through the internet is fascinating, because we pull all these resources together. We make proposals. We do research. We also have people in the ground gathering data. but it's basically an outsourcing model of doing business.
Tremendous. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. I want to go into another one of your passions, which is, you know, conflict resolution. Great. And how we've been working together and what you plan to do with the Chamber and, sure, and yourself in the personal role. So we'll be right back. I'm with Pablo Figueroa, the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you.